This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now tuned in to one of the most consistent parts of what we do on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and that's spend an hour every week with my colleagues. Normally Jennifer Horn is here. She's not this week. She had a toy drive or something, didn't she, for
Carol A? Yeah, she had a lot of toy drives.
A lot of that stuff, right. So Jay Kirshner and I are going to go through the charts for the week of December the 12th to the 16th, thanks to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. This hour accompanies the official talk radio countdown show, where I bring in Michael Harrison, who's the editor of Talkers Magazine. We go through the story list and talk about some of them and other things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. But our job here is to, pretty as I said, try to, in the name of consistency, go through the stories and pick out things that either we've talked about this week on Good Day, or they deserve some more attention than perhaps they have gotten. So with that, stories, their top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people list. Harry and Meghan are at number 10 on the people list. And I thought it was interesting, Jay, this week, that the king announced that he would not take away Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's titles.
That makes sense, though, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, because that was actually, that wasn't anything that they were entitled to receive or anything like that. That was a gift, a wedding present from the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always said, even when they left their royal duties and everything, it had been said, even by royal experts, they would more than likely keep that because it was more of an honorary title. Again, it was a wedding present. It was a gift.
And Charles is kind of a jerkleburger to a point, but after all, this guy's his son, for heaven's sakes. I was mentioning on the Good Day program earlier in the week a review of the documentary that was produced a number of years ago about what happened the week between the death of Diana and the funeral. It was a well-done production. I don't think I'd ever seen it before. As a matter of fact, I know I haven't. It featured Prince Harry and Prince William from their perspective as being children when their mother died, to what it's like today and all the things they went through, the Queen, what she went to great lengths to do or not to do. Anyway, I think it does show the intense interest in the family, their titles, what they do. And now this Netflix show that's out there's a lot of stuff coming out of it. What Meghan Markle is saying and thinking, what Prince Harry is doing.
It's reiterating what has already been out there.
It's already been said, right, exactly. Yeah, right. Harry's now 38. Wow, I remember that he was that. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Were you about to say that old?
Well, yeah, I was, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Right. So what happens when a woman...
He's not that young partying kid that... Remember back in the day when those photographs...
Pictures.
Was it photos or videos from Vegas? He was having fun with his friends.
Yeah, right, exactly. And he had fun with his friends. That's what you do with your friends.
The luxury of a royal.
Yes, right. Imagine that. So anyway, Harry and Meghan want their children, Archie, who's 3, and is it Lilibet? Yes, one-year-old Lilibet. Yep, to have use of their royal titles, but King Charles is thought to be waiting until the Netflix show is over, and Harry's memoir has been published. That comes out on the 10th of January.
It sounds like they want the use of the royal titles for their children because of security reasons.
Yeah.
But with all of this money that would be coming in from all of their projects, this Netflix series, the document, all of this, you would think that they would just go ahead and, I'm not sure they have, but they would just hire security themselves, like most celebrities do.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, see how
and
it
their
all
concern
plays
for
out.
Their children's safety is very valid.
I think you're right, especially if you look at the documentary I was just talking about, and what happened is the paparazzi chased them around after they were responsible for the death of their mother. Then they chased them around. Disgusting. Number nine on the people list this week, Sam Bankman-Fried. He doesn't want to go to jail because he's a vegan.
He's a vegan.
Right. Remember, if that name doesn't ring a bell with you, he was the founder of that failed crypto exchange called FTX. He's been denied bail by a judge over in the Bahamas because he screwed a lot of people, basically. Mm-hmm.
Like
one of the biggest financial frauds. Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's like in the same league as, what's his face, that died in jail. What was the name of that guy from Wall Street that had the Ponzi scheme going? Oh, come on.
Bernie Madoff?
Madoff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, same kind of thing. Anyway, Mr. Bankman-Fried is accused of defrauding investors of a couple of billion bucks after convincing them that FTX was safe to use. He hid $300 million in a Brazilian fund before the collapse of his trading platform. He's only 30 years old. So did they figure out, he wants the bail, the lawyers say, well, we'll put up a quarter of a mil, and we'll, because he's depressed, we want to get him out of jail. And the judge says, sorry, no.
Depression is real, mental health is real, but in the case of this guy, dear diary, I'm sorry you're depressed, I'm sorry you're vegan.
Too bad.
Tell me somebody who has to go to jail that isn't feeling depressed about it or having anxiety over it.
Yeah, no, I'd be very excited. I want to go to jail. Yeah,
right?
Let's go.
And he has so many charges against him. So many. Money laundering, fraud.
And by the way,
defraud.
He has donated. This is the kind of stuff where our campaign finance law is so, it's gross. This guy has contributed tens of millions of dollars from his illegal campaign contributions to both Republicans and Democrats. The crooks in Washington flourish while this guy sits in the slammer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that are just as crooked as he is.
And he's vegan, so it's going to be very difficult.
Right. Okay. All right, let's...
That was sarcasm in case it didn't come through.
Yes. Nice job. Okay, let's do a couple of stories from the story list. Number 10, focus on the weather around the country. Weather really bad in many places. That's a silly statement, right? Simplistic statement. The weather is a real challenge for people. And what we forget about oftentimes is in this universe in which we live, it's wintertime next week, and with the equinox comes a lot of stuff we're going to have snow, we'll have cold weather, we'll have storms, but storms happen around the equinox every single season. Springtime, the tornadoes start, actually a lot of tornadoes that are blowing around through a bunch of towns. Wasn't there one town yesterday or this week had 10 different tornadoes blow through it in the same day? I think there's,
Yeah, Texas had a couple days worth of tornadoes. Arkansas or something?
I think someplace in Arkansas, yeah, right.
It just kept happening.
A lot of them, yeah, for sure. A lot of them it is what happens. Not that we shouldn't talk about it, but I think we have to put things into perspective. And I'm not sure that we're always as good at doing that as we ought to. So anyway, there's a conversation. Number nine this week on the story list is what's going on at TikTok. The legislation, Georgia has become the latest to ban TikTok from state computers. Good for them. Governor Kemp there banning TikTok and a couple of other popular messaging applications from all computer devices controlled by the state government.
Mm-hmm. And this includes schools and colleges, universities.
Yep. Right. Yep. And the reason there's a problem, in case you are unaware of the connection to our foreign adversary, the Chinese Communist Party, the data is not secure, sensitive information not at all secure. The commies, the CCP, as we call them, the Chinese Communist Party, they are happy to steal as much information about you as they can through this messaging app, if that's what you want to call it. The Russians and the Chinese both are up to their mickey. So why would you want to help those governments? Do you even think about that? Oh, I'm having a good time. Look at all those videos. Those are fun. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, you're giving our adversaries lots of information about you. You want the Chinese Communist Party to know what kind of underwear you wear?
What? And that's the thing, and not only that, but for hackers who a lot of times it's like, oh, what's your celebrity name or something like that,
right.
And it's the your first pet's name, your school's name, what was the first car you drove, and a lot of this information can be used because a lot of people use combinations of these for their passwords.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like those
All right, number
things.
Eight, while we're in China, the number eight story this week has to do with the Chinese handling of the COVID outbreak there and how things are rapidly falling apart, all the protests that are going on, the way the government is now seen by many people, the Generation Z moving forward. The older people are either afraid or they used to. I think we talk about this with regard to places like North Korea, where the people that have lived there all their lives, they're used to it. That's the way they think life is supposed to be, because there's no outside influence. Now China is being inundated. The government did the best they could, excuse me, for years to keep information from the outside, so-called outside world, from getting to their population, but they can't do that. Everything's out of the box over there now. They're a victim of their own success, if you will. And they're a victim of their own doing because no one, you know, people say, well, this is like we were talking about Chris Noth and or the charges against him. Nobody has ever accused. Well, I think one woman said, well, just because nothing's been brought forward, that doesn't mean he's innocent. Hello.
We're all right. That's not that.
Just because, right. Just because there are charges against him doesn't mean he's guilty either. That's not the way the system works here. At least it wasn't
well,
the last time I checked it.
He's even said he had the experiences. He had these experiences with them. He didn't deny anything like that, but he said that they were consensual. Where a lot of times we will find that people who have the allegations, they're like, I don't even know this person.
All right, exactly. All right, 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Riviere de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi,
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what's happening from several different, suspicious. No, I'm not. There's nothing about this program that's suspicious, including the people who are on the air. Jay Kirshner, hardly suspicious. Some people have thought I was a little suspicious over the years, but not really. I'm just another one of the good guys. And our focus here in this portion of the program are your comments from social media. Things that you have had to say about trending items this week. Thoughts on the stories and the people that we have talked about. What got the majority of your attention? So what do we have for items here from some of our listeners? This looks like these actually are interesting comments. So what do you have, Jay?
Yeah. Tim Lowe brings up Twitter suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. It also says, it seems to me the focus should be on if Joe Biden was involved with these deals and not so much on what Hunter did, because we already know all of that stuff. There's so much evidence. There's too much to deny.
Right. And this is one of those stories that the news media, most of the liberal side of the news media, has decided
to bury this.
Yeah. And it's like the same stuff we were talking about. I mean, the difference, politics, the stuff about Chris Noth, all kinds of things that are buried for the convenience of the people who are running the news media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for your benefit. And so
it goes back to agenda.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And my estimation, Hunter Biden is up to his Mickey in if the best way you can put it is it's an awkward situation. I would say that there's some crookedness going on here, frankly, and whether or not Joe Biden, how could you, mm-hmm. he's your father, how does he not know what's
going
on?
Well, it's very fishy, but also look at it this way, too. Had it been one of Donald Trump's children, he would have immediately been investigated more so.
Do you know, this week, Ivanka said that she was not going to, both she and her husband said, we are not going to be a party to anything that my father is doing anymore. Mm-hmm. Basically, he's on his own. I don't know if the two sons have said that, but she's been very definitive about it, that she's out. So that was interesting. Okay, next up, what does Jeff Schmidt have on his mind?
He says I can't get over the story about Twitch. That guy was awesome. That's one that we've been seeing a lot. Ellen DeGeneres is DJ, and So You Think You
Committed
Can Dance.
Committed suicide. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it was so heartbreaking, and it also goes to show that you don't know what other people are battling, because he seemed like the epitome of happiness.
Yeah, well, he presented that. That was his whole shtick on the show, much as anything else, so he was a good actor. All right, what's going on with Yvonne? She's on to the Twitch thing, too, yeah?
Yeah, she says, she points out another death by suicide. It shows how lacking we are in good mental health care. Broken bones, heart attacks, we jump to action. Mental health is still the same old suck it up attitude.
Yep, very ignorant. We've got a lot of ignorance when it comes to what goes on mental health wise. Donna Alou is in the focus now.
Yeah, the border stuff. She says the complete lack of coverage by mainstream media of the chaos at the border, that's what's taking over a lot of her attention. And Janine Bartholomew adds to it, I'm from El Paso, and the border situation down here is beyond belief. This is the most mismanaged administration I and many others have ever seen. These people crossing deserve better than this, and so do our border patrolmen. It's a total disgrace.
Why isn't there more coverage of this? This is an outrage. Mm-hmm. And it is, border security is something I used to go down radio station, KTSM in El Paso. I carried the program for a number of years. I used to do personal appearances down there. I remember once walking across from one side of the river to the other side to Juarez and thinking, what a chilling experience this must be for the people who do it every day. It is a mess, and it's a disgrace, and Biden and his administration need to be held 100% accountable for that. 28 past the hour of the Talk Radio Review.
The ultimate bargain is free. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you can fully type the Buy Nothing Project, Google will finish it for you. It's that popular now. Their mission statement is buy less, share more. It makes
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The biggest pay raise for troops in two decades is heading to President Biden's desk for his signature after the Senate approved the annual defense bill policy. That happened on late Thursday. This year's National Defense Authorization endorses a basic pay raise for 2023 of 4.6%. It also ends the vaccine mandate to all military service members. Twitter has suspended the account of several prominent reporters who cover Elon Musk, including some from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, and more. Elon Musk ran a poll asking when the journalist should be unbanned. Turns out 7 days was the general consensus. The banned were accused of sharing live location information, including information shared on Twitter directly and third-party web server links. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan claims he was wronged.
It's off because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now 34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer is doing a tour drive this weekend, so she's not with us. But we have Jay, as usual. Jay Kirshner is with me every day on the Good Day program. This is an adjunct to the Good Day program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have the lists in front of us from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Get the list, if you will. You want to watch it? You want to watch it. You want to look at it? Okay, I'm going to go to thegooddayshow.com and watch the list that's there. You can see the list there. You can also see it at talkers.com. Make sure that we are on the up and up with our discussion of the news of the day. So much of it involves politics and that sort of thing, because politics is in everything. We were talking about in terms of this week on and off the feds, the government, what's going on with the extension or lack thereof. What are we going to do by the end of the year? Do we have a budget? Blah, 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 blah. The defense bill that has been part of this that did make it through Congress this past week has something in it that I think is very good. Has nothing to do with money. Well, it has a little bit to do with money because we don't have to pay for these things anymore. There is a repeal of a mandate that was passed during COVID that required the military to everybody in the military to get the vaccine. That has been repealed, as well it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make your own mind up as to whether you need to have it or not. At this point, it should be treated the same as any other shot, the flu shot. Mm-hmm. You want to get it, fine. You don't want to get it.
Well, but some of the other shots have proven that they can slow the spread. I believe the COVID vaccine has not proven that. So it's all the more reason that this is a personal choice. But I question all of those people who lost their jobs over refusing to get
awful.
It.
Awful. Yeah.
What's happening with them? Are they getting money for damages and loss of income? Are they getting those jobs back?
We
What's
handle this
to them?
Not only here in America, but the international community handled this so badly. The attention that was given to Fauci and his ilk and the kinds of things, the doomsday messages that came about, instead of focusing on where it started and how bad the Chinese have been in this whole arena, now that's coming out, even in their own country. But here we were, there's so much denial of a lot of this different stuff. It just shows you how badly informed we are because of the disarray in the news media, the fact that it isn't really the news media at all. It's the provocateurs of the world who want to be stars on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or that bunch of the people on talk radio shows. You don't want to listen to that stuff. That's great. It's like listening to your favorite music. But don't think it's all true. Or even some of them. Yeah, once in a while you might come across, get lucky, and actually find out something from these discussions on some of these shows that is actually the way it is. But at any rate, I'm reminded of a comment that we got from somebody during the week named Ray, who said a president who had some real war experience, he's talking about Eisenhower, warned us to beware of the military-industrial complex. What prompted him to say this was when he heard the cost of jet fighters and considered how many houses that would build. Eisenhower, I mean, look it up if you want to. He asked the question in a news conference, why do we need 135? What, 130 do? 120 do? How much equipment do we need? And that fast forward to looking at when I was in Iraq at the end of the war, looking at all of the equipment that was just left there, and they left even more in Afghanistan. You paid for that. I paid for that. And the arms suppliers of the world loved it because they made lots of money. And they're doing that, you know, wherever there's a war, the thing that
war is the most lucrative business that exists on the planet.
Yeah. Military planes, ships, all that stuff. So to get back to a question that has been raised about in the budget process, how much money is enough for Ukraine and where is it going? I don't see any answers to that from the Biden administration. Do you? I don't hear anything about any of that stuff. I'm feeling this week like I'm really falling. I never was in love with Joe Biden anyway. I didn't vote for him. I might have had he not had Kamala Harris as his running mate, but she's a horror show. She's not qualified to do anything, frankly, and she's shown that because she hasn't done anything since she's been vice president. You can say what you would about Pence, him carrying the water for Trump, but he did a pretty good job of doing what Trump asked him to do. In this case, she doesn't do anything because they know that she's a problem. So they just sidelined her, put her out of the way.
Mm-hmm. You know what this is? Now that you mention it, this is probably the vice president I can think of that has been least seen.
Yeah, right. In your lifetime, for sure. Yep. All right. Let's see. Number six this week. There's a little bit more here on the war that I wanted to spend a moment on. This fellow named, is it Swati Mukherjee, who is freed from the Russian part of the territory in the war.
Yeah, incursion.
Right, yeah. He was on the Ukrainian military intelligence team. He's actually been driven back to Ukraine There was a military convoy. Apparently, somebody, maybe CNews, got close to it, was videoing it, showing what was going on. It was a two-hour ceasefire because they wanted to get this guy. There was a prisoner swap involving a lot of different prisoners of war that took place, right? If I have all my information correct. But this is, again...
You know, he's American. He had been living in Ukraine. He was visiting there quite often for business, and then he decided to move there a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
then he got snapped up.
Being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Also, driving a relatively nice car and kind of garnered attention to himself while he was traveling.
Right. Yeah. I still think there's a lot. One of the things this week in terms of that go along with this story, the prisoner swap, Griner, et cetera, and what we know about the Marine that was there and the swap that went on with the Germans, the news media did a horrible job, again, of informing the public as to what was actually going on, because behind the scenes there are all kinds of machinations. The United States, for example, could have made a choice as to what they did. They chose, for PR purposes, obviously, to bring Griner home and not the guy who was the Marine.
Paul Whelan.
Yeah, he still sits
detained.
There.
Mm-hmm.
As more and more, as you look at the stories like the border, stories like this, Biden is just, this is not a good group. Okay, so we're moving around here. Lots of conversation about Kyrsten Sinema leaving the Democratic Party. That was sort of left over from last week, right? At the end of the week last week, she made that announcement. And, so it changes the wheelhouse a little bit. Is it the end of the world for anybody? No. Is it that important? Nah. No, it's interesting. But in the universe of real things, I don't see that it makes a bit of difference. You know, maybe it does when it comes to the voting. But by the way, before I leave the Russian thing, they have warned the U.S. the decision to send more advanced technology, which would be used to repel. We were talking about, what's in this package? Well, this particular technology is used to repel missile attacks. And that's going to Ukraine. So Putin says it will have unpredictable consequences. Okay, so what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. Just a lot of hot air.
It's all unpredictable, apparently.
Right. It is. Yeah. The Russians have used all of these bad missiles to blow up everything in Ukraine that they could, infrastructure especially. So now we've given the Ukrainians the same sort of the ability to blow up, and they've been using it. They've been doing it this week, blowing up stuff on the Russian side. Why not? Shoot them up.
Well, yeah, they went from being on the defense to going on the offense.
Right,
on the offensive now.
Yep. Okay. Number two this week on the story list, the Hunter Biden, the whole business about Elon Musk and Twitter and yada, yada, yada. Apparently, Twitter has suspended the account that tracks Elon Musk's jet. So he says his son at risk. Musk
this
said
this account has been tracking pretty much any celebrity's private jet and showcasing the distance and how often they're using this and all of that.
So he's a hypocrite.
Elon Musk even said when he first took over, he's like, I'm all for freedom of speech from every which direction. I could block this person or ban this person, but I'm not going to. I could kick them off off Twitter, but I'm not going to because freedom of speech, blah, 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 blah. And now he's like, you know what? No. Get gone.
Yep.
It is an invasion of privacy, but still it goes against what he was saying.
Yeah. Well, because he's a hypocrite. And so is Joe Biden, and so are most of the other people that are in the, I think Kevin McCarthy is one of the biggest hypocrites around. Somebody said, you think McCarthy is a hypocrite, what about Sinema, who changed her parties? I think her message has been pretty consistent. And maybe it's my own bias because I don't like the Democrats or the Republicans. And I like to see people, I've always had a lot of respect for Bernie Sanders, even though I think he's a crackpot. I think the fact that he went out on his own and won on his own was based basically on his own juices. Now, Karen, Kristen, Kirsten Sinema's done the same thing. He doesn't like it because she doesn't think the same way as he thinks. But that doesn't mean that she was, it wasn't a step that took some courage. Because if you have an R or a D behind your name, there's a certain amount of protection that goes along with that. There's a protection racket, basically, built around the identities of the two parties. And they come to your aid as long as you do what the party leaders want. Man, they're right there for you. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Those promises.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's see. Where are we with the number one story this week? We've been back and forth to avert a government shutdown. I don't know, there's not much more to say about that. You know, usually we have a crime, as we have for months and months and months. One of the storylines or stories in the list has been a focus on crime. I think that's maybe number 11 this week. But I guess the Idaho murders requires some conversation from us. The story about this person in the white car who was spotted, it's been around for the last couple of days here,
a person of interest with quote-unquote
right.
critical information.
Yeah, right. White Hyundai. So why do you suppose this person hasn't shown up, or why they haven't found this person? This is Moscow, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So I always find it interesting.
Is this person
name.
A suspect? Is this person somebody who knows the suspect? What's
right.
going on?
Yeah, police are investigating as we speak the surveillance photo of this car that was seen about the same time things were happening that were bad in Moscow. There are 22,000 registered white Hyundais, however, in Idaho. So how are you going to sort through all of that? I guess that's a... Right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and authorities have said that this house, the victims were not who was targeted. It was the house itself that was the target.
Yep.
And the roommates who survived, it's because their bedroom doors were locked.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is a weird thing, but it just shows you, in terms of the food for thought department, of how crazy some people are. And people who have guns, how we just are not tight enough at all when it comes to controlling access to guns. We aren't. We're not at all. All right, food for thought here as we continue on our talk radio review. It's 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and they require comprehensive coverage.
We'll
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time for us to visit the real muscle man of muscle cars. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com is here, brought to you in part by the folks at O'Reilly. If you have a car problem, you don't know where to go, maybe you're miles away from home, your car breaks down. I had a truck break down because the generator went on it last night. I wish I'd had a close O'Reilly auto parts store. So wherever you are, pretty much across the country, you can go online to O'ReillyAuto.com, click on Find a Repair Shop to find a good, reputable repair facility near you. And, of course, when you have need for parts, you go to O'Reilly Auto as well. O'Reilly. We'll have Nick with us in a moment to talk about this fabulous thing that he's doing to help out so many people, his Pause One machine driving around the country. And he's heading into the snow. Snowy roads already appearing in a lot of the country with the holidays around the corner. That might mean traffic and dangerous driving conditions. So here are some tips so you're not left out in the cold.
In the know, I'm Rich Rosario. If a holiday road trip is in your future, you might have to brace for some unavoidable winter weather road conditions. While driving safely is a must, the real preparations begin before you even leave your home. Matt Deegan, editor for Kelley Blue Book, has more.
Make sure you inspect your vehicle and do any routine maintenance before setting out, including checking your tire pressure, wiper blades, fluid levels, headlights, etc. Also, if it's time for a tune-up, oil change, or tire rotations, don't skip it.
and make sure you pack a few things you hope you won't need, like a first aid kit, a flashlight, and extra batteries.
If snow has already fallen, it's important to clear it off your vehicle, both for your and other drivers' safety. And if your vehicle starts to slip, remain calm. Ease your foot off the gas and don't slam on the brakes. Make sure you stay focused on the direction you want to be going.
For tips to prepare for your holiday winter road trip, visit KBB.com.
All right, we've been discussing with Nick the last couple of weeks the sort of Santa sleigh drive. He's driving what isn't a sleigh. It's the animal rescue rig named Paws 1. So if you check out ourautoexpert.com, you can see what the team is doing. They're driving a Nissan Titan truck to help out a lot of registered animal rescue problems or rescue charities around the country. MSNBC, good, Doug. The SPCA. All right, so who's riding with you? Who's riding shotgun as you leave? You're going from Portland to what, Denver and then Salt Lake and Omaha? Yeah. Where are you going?
Yeah, so it starts in Portland today. The rescue rig, well, we head to Boise for the first night. That's not too bad a leg. It's just about 6 hours drive, and then on to Salt Lake. And then the drives get a little longer, about 10 hours each, on to Denver, and then all the way to Omaha. And that's a tough one, Denver to Omaha, Nebraska, and it involves some treacherous roads. There's winter storms and those nasty roads. That's when you have to make sure you have all your traction devices and your shovels and your flares and your GPS systems working. And then when we get there, Pause One will change hands. We're giving it to the rescue of the Basset and Beagle rescue of the Heartlands. They will take over ownership of the vehicle there, and they will use it to actually physically rescue those dogs.
So that's what you're trying to bring attention to, the fact that there are 400,000 dogs that are getting euthanized because there isn't enough room in the shelters. So to get people to rescue dogs at this time of year, that's basically the message here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so too. And we work with this charity called Animal Rescue Rigs. And what we do is we take trucks and we build them out for emergency shelters and for rescue organizations like this. And we give them to them so they don't spend the money that you give to these organizations on their equipment. So they get to do their job the whole year. And any money that anyone gives is actually used to rescue the animals, not to buy a truck.
Right.
So we try to do that.
The truck is donated.
Yeah, the truck's donated. So, you know, it's a $50,000 truck. And rather than them pay for it, we pay for it. So that money is rescuing dogs. And rather than these dogs being put to sleep, we think it's a better job that they spend their time saving them. And that's what we do.
I agree with you 100%. Congratulations on that work. Check it out. Nick Miles at ourautoexpert.com. 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.